Rai Argentina to the World presents History of Argentine Rock. Today we bring you Super Ratones. Okay, Super Ratones are a band from the city of Mar del Plata that was established in the year 1985 when Fernando Blanco, bass player and singer, meets Persson, that's his nickname, who was a drummer and also a singer. And that's when they decided to band together and start a group. They recruited other musicians such as Oscar Granieri on the guitar, and they began rehearsing as many groups back then in the garage of one of the guy's houses in Mar del Plata when they were still in their last year of high school. From the very beginning they experimented with rockabilly sound, Beatles sound, a very 60s sound also, combining covers of the Beatles and other groups of that era and songs they wrote themselves. In 1987 they performed for the first time in the capital, Buenos Aires, in a concert that was a festival dedicated to Elvis Presley. They added more vocal harmonies and more Beach Boys sounds to their music, and they began having more success, I mean, some radio rotation, mixing covers, sometimes Beach Boys covers sung in Spanish, and also songs of their own creation. Let's listen to a little bit of their music. Can your monkey dance a go-go? Puede tu mono bailar a go-go is one of their first hits. We're talking about Super Ratones, a band from the city of Mar del Plata that we are introducing today as part of a regular weekly cycle on the history of Argentine rock. After several months, even years, of heavy touring in Argentina, they took a holiday in the US and decided to return in the year 1992 to tape their third album, Air for Breathing, Aire para Respirar, that sounded even more rockabilly style. And in this case, they had the collaboration of one of the original drummers of Elvis Presley in the recording that took place at the legendary Sun Records Studios in the city of Memphis. In 1995, they recorded Recyclable, in which they merged and included other styles they hadn't experimented with until that moment. 1996 follow-up is called Zapping Club. And then we've got another important landmark in the history of the band, in the history of Super Ratones, signing with a big record label such as EMI in 1997. In 1999, they recorded an album that would become their biggest hit, Mancha Registrada, which is a play on Marca Registrada, the way of saying team mark or trademark in Spanish. Well, Mancha Registrada, which literally translates as registered stain, it was produced by important artists of Argentine rock, Juanchi Baleirón of Los Pericos, and included several important guests. But the most important thing is that it included perhaps the biggest hit in Argentine rock of the year 2000, which is this one we are going to hear now. ¿Cómo estamos hoy? Which I remember, it was everywhere. Everybody was making the joke. ¿Cómo estamos hoy? It was, how are we doing today? With an ironic tone, you say to somebody for any number of reasons, for many, many reasons. But, well, this song kind of become part of popular culture back then in the year 2000 by Super Ratones. Following that, they started having impact on other countries. Mancha Registrada, the album that contains this hit, was released in Spain, in Puerto Rico, in the USA, in Colombia, and they released a follow-up, Urgente, Urgent, that also had international release. They got to share a festival with Oasis in Buenos Aires in the year 2006, and they also performed in Germany in a festival that was being organized in simultaneous to the World Cup in the year 2006, and such was the success of Super Ratones in Germany that they were invited to perform beyond the World Cup in cities like Cologne and Düsseldorf. And thus we come to the end of this edition of the history of Argentine rock that is produced by Gustavo Ríos for RAE Argentina to the world.